I can't believe this is happening to me. I'm in the girls' bathroom, freaking out. There's no way I'm going to survive middle school. I've just made a complete fool of myself in front of my secret crush again. And if that wasn't bad enough, I'm still stuck with a locker right next to Mackenzie Hollister's, who, BTW, is the most popular girl at Westchester Country Day Middle School, and a total snob. Calling her a mean girl is an understatement. She's a killer shark in sparkly nail polish, designer jeans, and platform Skechers. But for some reason, everyone adores her. Mackenzie and I do not get along. I'm guessing it's probably due to the fact that she hates my guts. She is forever gossiping behind my back and saying super mean stuff, like that I have no fashion sense whatsoever, and that our school mascot, Larry the Lizard, wears cuter clothes than I do. Which might actually be true, but still, I do not appreciate that girl blabbing about my personal business. This morning, she was even more vicious than usual. OMG, Nikki, could you please go write in that diary somewhere else? Your hideous green shirt is clashing with my new lip gloss flavor, and it's giving me a migraine. I could not believe she actually said that to me. I mean, how can a color clash with a flavor? Duh. They're like two totally different, things. That's when I lost it and yelled, "Sorry, Mackenzie, but I'm really busy right now. Can I ignore you some other time?" But I just said it in my head so no one else heard it but me. And if all that isn't enough torture, the annual WCD Halloween dance is in 3 weeks. It's the biggest event of the fall, and everyone is already gossiping about who's going with who. I'd just totally die if my secret crush Brandon asked me to go. Yesterday, he actually asked me to be his lab partner for biology class. I was so excited. I did my Snoopy happy dance. And today, I had a sneaking suspicion Brandon was going to pop the question about the Halloween dance. The school day seemed to drag on forever. By the time I got to biology class, I was a nervous wreck. Suddenly, a very troubling question popped in my head and I started to panic. What if Brandon only thought of me as a lab partner and nothing more? That's when I decided to try to impress him with my charm, wit, and intelligence. I gave him a big smile and went right to work, drawing all these teeny, tiny, lint-looking thingies I saw under the microscope.